my letter of confidence at the end. We'll still be able to private chat at the end.
Yeah.
No, I'll one a bit later.
Okay, I'll leave them there. Yeah. Help yourself to these if you want.
This is rather. Okay, I'll get cracking. Oh.
Barry Bryston's widow.
Yeah. Little one. Oh, lovely.
John does white people once.
Yeah, what can I say?
Good evening, everyone. I was going to say a warm welcome, but I won't. Welcome to Lake Parish Council. The heat is on, believe it or not. Welcome to Lake Parish Council for our last meeting of 2022 on the 15th of December. Quite a special meeting, actually, because obviously this is, after 13-plus years, this is Mike's last meeting as the chair of Lake Parish, as the clerk of Lake Parish Council. So, Mike, I'd like to just give you this, please. Is that a chance to take a photo, please?
Yes, I hope so.
So again, no, just so much thing off, I didn't realise. Bear with me a second.
It's all right.
Does anybody else got a camera?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay.
He's run off. He's left already, he hasn't finished the meeting yet. Thank you, Mike, for 13 plus years of service. Much appreciated. And a happy retirement from councillors past and present for all the service you've done for Lake.
Yeah, thank you. It's been 37 years since I joined local company.
Wow. We do appreciate everything you've done, and obviously you can't have done it without support of someone else. So, Janet, this is for you. Thank you for the support you've given Mike over that time as well. And I make sure he gives the time. Okay?
Oh, I've got your pep to you now, Tom.
Take a closer business.
January, Richards will be taking tonight's minutes. She'll be challenging the minutes, and it'll be Mike's view, Richards. So, no, thank you, Mike, seriously, for all you've done.
Thank you.
Okay. Members of public, we have a public forum. You're meant to ask questions at the beginning or the end of the meeting. 10 minutes. Does anyone have any questions from the floor? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I would just like to echo my thanks to Mike.
Of course.
For all the help and assistance he and Jackie gave me. Thank you, Mike, and all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on. Apologies for absence. Betty, I understand, is sadly not very well. So apologies from Betty. Declaration of interests, not on the agenda. You have any wish to declare them already declared?
Yeah, there's no planning tonight, so.
Well, it's a little update in a minute.
Is that all right?
Confirm the minutes of the meeting of the 10th of November. And obviously, it was quite a. Have we all seen the minutes?
Yeah.
Are we all happy with the minutes? Do we have any comments on the minutes?
I'll
have a quick read now, and there'll be. Yeah, have we all read them? Happy with them before I sign them? Yeah, sorry, John.
No, I am happy.
Oh, sorry.
I just thought with the cost of living, maybe I wanted to sort of rescind my vote if I can, if it's possible, but because I didn't really want to.
Rescind your vote for?
The toilets.
We haven't voted on the toilets yet.
Oh, sorry.
We voted on doing the consultation.
Yes, that's right, which has just ended.
Yeah, yeah. That's on the agenda, if you notice. That's on the agenda later on. So we'll have you sign these off, yeah?
Yep.
Agenda tonight, obviously, it looks like quite on there, but a couple of important items we need to crack through. The rest of the items are relatively short. Two items, obviously, being the confidential one and the issue of the toilets. First of all, the matters arising from the meeting.
To Cliff Path, the objection went in and got us in the mail, and sorry, the Sun and the Mirror, I think. The gratuity account has been emptied, but then got 14p interest, so it hasn't actually been closed yet.
I'd like to thank everyone that turned up to decorate the Christmas tree. It was good down there. Mm-hmm. Island Roads have come back and now fitted extra lights, which is really good. I think it was the best. We should just create the tree, just grow a bit.
It's nice, yeah.
Another foot on the tree would be useful, but it's well decorated down there now.
Everything that's good, you have to wait for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're waiting.
It's growing.
But I'm 75.
It's taller than Laramie now, so it's getting there.
Okay. The three grants have all been put through.
Lovely.
I've circulated the draft for the outcome for this year, leaving you a blank column where you can fill in your budget in due course in January.
I'm getting no response from Councillor Jordan whatsoever, but the Fairway Junction is more obsessed with, I think, on the ride at the moment.
Mm.
But I will keep pursuing on that one because, you know, it's not going to go away. And the outdoor gym, I'll come on to the budget process in a minute, actually.
Yes, I've got a couple of quotes which I forwarded to Richard. Okay.
So that's all the matters covered. Neighbourhoods, Jackie has sent her apologies, but I'm sure you've seen we have got the report again. It came out with the minutes and the agenda. It's another very good report in the same format. I actually showed this yesterday to the Mayor of Shanklin. Shanklin did have an apology from the policeman this month, I believe, according to the Mayor. But they Shanklin don't get this. The Sam don't get.
No, he pops in occasionally, yeah. Pops in occasionally.
So, you know, what we get here is far above and beyond what Shanklin and Sandown get. Do you have anyone got any comments on the report itself? Yes, John.
Not on the report itself, but is this now going to be a permanent monthly?
I didn't chase her for this. I mean, we had the report last month, but we also said, let's see what comes forward in the future. Mike and I, we didn't chase Jackie. This came through voluntarily. So,
is it worth thanking her for it and asking if she can do it on a monthly basis?
I think she will, except, or even possibly as well as coming once a quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll email John and thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it's in fact, we didn't chase this, and we got the second report in the same format that we all liked last month. Has there any comments on her report? Do you want me to give back any comments to her? Are we happy with the content of her report? Detailed enough? Too detailed?
Didn't see it.
Okay.
I'm sure everything is fine. And
there's lots of what they're doing as opposed to numbers. I like that.
Absolutely.
You know. So I'll email Jackie and thank her for the report.
And send her out.
Yes, Richard.
Just to let colleagues know, I've spoken to Ash and Jackie, who popped down to Sandown just in the last couple of days, about a Bay briefing about some of the antisocial behaviour. So there may be a police event for the Bay because of the issues raised in Lake.
I saw that. Yeah, Zoe was involved in that, wasn't she, Zoe Norman, whatever.
So we're trying to do something that
there may well be a combined Bay event in the new year.
Yeah.
Police and other multi-agencies like Julian Wadsworth and stuff being involved. there'll be general chat in the bay about the big problems. But most of you are on Battery Gardens, I seem to be thinking there's a problem with Battery Gardens. So, yeah, that, hopefully the policing thing is moving forward. Okay, right. Item six, to review the consultation of new road toilets. Okay, first of all, thank you to Tig for spending time, a difficult time for you, busy doing the wording for the consultation. John, thank you for running the consultation, and Mike for doing the manual part of it. I have not seen any names for the consultation whatsoever. I have seen some of the responses, because it's quite disappointing. We only had 26 responses in total. Mike had three manual ones. One just said a straight yes, one said a straight no, and one was totally irrelevant, because it was something totally different.
Well, the straight no was against paying 20p, not against the principal.
It's still a no to, yeah. Online we had 25. One we discounted because they didn't give our name and address, could have been from someone outside of the ward. I want to give them up to the summary first. I'll come to you in a minute, John, if I may. A lot of the online stuff, there were some straight yeses and some straight noes. A lot of them, there were sort of verbatim comments, which you could have really read either way. The overriding message was sort of leave it to the council to decide, really. And when you add the 26 consultations together, it was 13 in favour, 13 against. You could have, some of you could have put into either category. The overall was disappointing. But obviously, we did have a previous consultation a few years ago, 146 people took part in, which was in favour of doing something down there. John, sorry, I'll bring you in. Yeah, John. Do you want to...
Okay, basically, yes, we had 26 responses. One was not signed, didn't know who, and the other one wasn't anything to do with it. So the 12 against. I have the names, I have the printout, and I have the website still up. Can I have permission to close it? And shall I keep a copy of this to put into the clerk, should anybody want it?
Yes, yeah, so you close the website down. The stuff you've got, the stuff you've printed off with your redacted note, well, the stuff you can go into the confidential file that Richard's got up at the Broadway Centre in our filing cabinet. So, yeah, so I haven't seen the names, just... There were some responses that John and I talked about. You could have read it either way. It was really non-committal either way. But when you put them into a category, we were topping up at the end. It was say, 13 for and 13 against. The overriding comments were linked to the council to decide. So we've done the consultation that we decided to do. But the I don't know if you read what the consultation said, but it spelled out very clearly that these toilets have cost us £13,500 in repairs. So 17% of our precept went on repairing those toilets. So we'd be sitting here now saying, well, we can't afford that every year, we'll shut them completely. So we had to do something, I think, because we can't keep shutting out 17% of our precept on one toilet block that gets continually vandalised. And that's where we started the conversation sort of, well, probably 6 years ago, but certainly 6 months ago, going down that route. So there was one resident did put a flyer around a few properties trying to help the consultation. The information was quite incorrect, basically. All the information was incorrect. And the upshot was that resident wanted the toilet shut together. So whether that influenced some of the latter responses, I don't know. But you know, we just worth noting that the resident did take a consultation flyer out to a few properties. So that's the purpose, I don't know. Factually, if it was correct, it would help a bit more. But yes, John.
When the flyer was put round, and this was put round to my house, is what it says. There was handwritten saying consultation. By the 8th of November, please give your name and address and vote by 8th of December. The day that came out, there were 4 non-votes within that day. Before that, it had been very slow, and after that, it had been very slow. So I think this flyer had some negative responses, but it doesn't. It's all a negative flyer. It doesn't put any of the reasons behind it. So, again, great. I will
you know, I, any resident that's got an opinion, we'll have, that's what the conversation is about, seeking opinions of residents, you know, whether they influenced a few negative ones. It didn't help any positive ones, but the information was factually incorrect. It was our consultation that we put together was factually correct, you know, showing the benefits to Lake of having a toilet block where. So we've done a consultation. We followed the first part of the process. I welcome comments. Comments on the consultation, really. Tig, I know that you were quite keen on the consultation going for it in that format. So
I was. I think, take my hat off for this. I think, to be honest with you, we needed to have that process. We needed to have that open process. I think the number of responses is a demonstration of the fact that most people just don't mind.
Yeah.
And they just want us to get on with the job. If there was genuine concern about what was to be done, that would have come out in the consultation process, and that clearly hasn't. So my view is that we've done our duty as a parish council. We also have the evidence of the previous consultation from a number of years ago, the desire within the local community to do something on that site. So my view is that we put it to bed tonight.
Okay. Adrian.
Why is there is a new, has everybody else seen the new downflow quote?
No, I'll come to that in a second.
Just right, that's fine. Okay, I'll come back in after.
Okay, just to remind everyone, if no one's has got any comments apart from the downflow, well, I'll pick it up now actually. The quote we had originally lasted for 6 weeks. We were already outside the 6 weeks anyway, but obviously due to the fact that we had a slight issue regarding the September and October decisions we were making, I asked John to give us a fresh quote, because obviously the cost of demolition, the toilet block was the same, obviously the demolition costs may have gone up and that sort of stuff. So John Gilby has given me a new quote. The old quote totaled £180,755. The new one was £185,462. So it's gone up basically by £4,700 between the quote we had in September, the quote we had in December. In 3 months, demolition costs have gone up. I was expecting, to be honest, to go up by more than that, so I was quite surprised in a way that it only went up just 4,000. So we were talking about borrowing £200,000 anyway, so we're still well within that amount we were looking to borrow. So the new quote is £185,000. Just 4,700 more than it would have been if we'd have got ahead in September. But for reasons we all know about, we slightly put that on hold while we consulted. Downflow held the toilet block for us, which was good of them. So just want to remind people. So do you want to come on that?
No, it's fine.
Just remind people of the stuff I sent to you all. You know, if we do take out a loan, we're looking at about £14,400 a year in repayments. Bear in mind, we spent £13,000 repairing those toilets last year without any cost of gas and electric and water on top. And without the 20p income coming through, I'm fairly confident those toilets will more than break even every single year going forward. Lakecliff Gardens, of course, income from toilets that we bought from our own money will also generate income for us. So with a huge statement, you drive past there every night, the lights are on like Belisha beacons down there. There's no control of the electric down there, the water. We're going to save at least £700 a year in water. £1,200 a year in electric we're going to save. We're going to save, conservatively, at least £6,000-£7,000 a year in repair bills, plus the 20p income, you know. And we would have been faced possibly with the decision next year, vandalised again, we shut them for good. And that whole area then becomes a derelict building in Lake, which last thing we want is in Lake is a derelict building. So that's how we've arrived at the decision we're going to have to make in a minute. We've done the consultation. We reckon we can get the loan through probably by the end of January. That's what the timescale that we've been told. And the toilet block is held for us pending our decision this evening. So no one's got any comments, I propose from the chair that we now go ahead, we've done a consultation, go ahead and make the decision. Yes, John?
If the decision is made tonight,
yeah.
But we don't get the money until January, will the price go up or will it be as quoted today?
The money, it will be as the quote we've had, the quote we've had received today will hold.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Jenny?
I want to ask, how much are we going to have out of our budget for the next 25 years? How much are we going to have less? Because the loan is over 25 years, so how much are we going to be paying each year? How much is that going to come out of our budget?
£14,434.50.
Every year?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, unless you pay it off early, but yes, for the term of the loan, £14,435.50 per annum is a payment figure. But as I said again, with the income from the two sets of toilets we've got, massive savings on repairs, gas, electric and water down there, water, electric down there. It's got to be an estimation, as a budget always is, but those toilets will more than break even. Time will tell, but, you know, from the estimations and talking to John, talking to Richard about Sandown's toilets, which I'm sure you're aware of, you know, they will break even, if not better, over the whole period of the loan. So, you know, that's why I'm recommending from the chair that we go with it. Sue, you want to just...
Yeah, first of all, I'm in favour of it, but I just wanted to mention, Shanklin have had them for quite a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're on Shanklin. Do they have vandalism of these toilet blocks, or are they not likely to be vandalised?
Adrian?
There was an incident over the weekend. A group of youths trying to set fire to Falcon Cross disabled. The downflow units are fire retardant. If there were a normal building, they would have set fire to, but there was no damage done. Each panel is replaceable independently, so they are somewhat vandal proof.
Okay.
Went to an incident at Falcon Cross a couple of years ago when. Just after they went in, and John, after one had been set fire to, and John, I went to the toilet, John showed me, so one of the fiberglass panels just caught fire, seared, so just take the panel, put a new one in place. It's and all the workings are behind the, you know, so they are as vandal proof as they can be, certainly compared to what we got
so
now.
So what we pay out, I know it's a figure that you could never tell what would be, but if something happens, it would tend to be on the...
Yeah, I mean,
the
calculation I did for the consultation, £13,300 in repairs last year, I said we'll save £6,000 of that. In reality, I'd hope we'd save an awful lot more.
Yeah.
So I based the calculation I did on saving of £6,000. That's £7,000. Yes, John.
Do we have or can we get insurance against vandalism, against fire?
We have.
Yeah. We have, okay. So if there is a major fire, then we are covered by insurance.
Yeah, we've had a claim on the past, in the past on the new road.
Okay, thank you.
So, Richard?
Yeah, just to endorse the comments that Aidan sort of said, if you go back, a lot of the background to Shanklin, there was a major fire at Falcon Cross going back about 8 years ago, and it shut the toilets down for about 3 months because it was the whole block. As Councillor Whittaker said, the beauty of the system that you've got, because they're individual units... If there is a fire, it'll be in one unit, so you'll still have other units available. So that's a plus. And also, as being said, they are more fire retardant. So it's superficial damage rather than structural damage. But again, I know that your chair has said that you're looking at CCTV as well. And as Councillor Whittaker said, you know, in Shanklin, they got evidence of the individual's cause of the damage. And that feeds back into your antisocial behaviour debates because, you know, that's just ongoing. But again, there's a lot of sense... You know, a lot of security built in, and as the clerk said, you know, you've got insurance, not that you want to call on it, but it is there.
So when we make our decision, we things to consider, have we followed the right process? If we do nothing, we're going to have to shell out probably another £13,000 plus in repairs next year, possibly faced with an increasing water bill, electric bill, and possibly even closure completely. If they keep getting vandalised, that's a decision at some point. Enough's enough. We're going to shut them completely, which I don't think is what the public of late wants us to do. We also have a piece of ground down there we can develop. When it's demolished and a new toilet box put in, that's where we go. A little area there we can develop into something, you know, for the future. That's what we planned in the budget in future years. We can develop the area down there. And alternatives are, you know, as I said, extra costs and do nothing. So I propose that we go ahead with the decision to demolish new road toilets, take up the offer of the downflow unit we've been offered at this price. Yes, Dick?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Dick.
I'll third it.
I would like to have a named vote on this, because it's really important we have a named vote on this to see who is, you know, how we're treating our residents. Does anyone second a named vote? Adrian, right. All those in favour of making the decision to do what we said we wanted to do? Okay. So just everyone's names recorded? Yeah?
Yeah, so if for the purpose of okay. The type.
Yeah. Yeah. Councillor Brading, Councillor Whittaker, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Evans, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Abbott, Councillor Hicks, Councillor Marshall, Councillor Goodall, 100% in favour of going forward with our plans for new road toilets.
Can I just add a little proviso for myself? Just hopefully we have the CCTV cameras for sure, because I think that's a major deterrent.
That will come out of our budget conversation. We've got CCTV going into Lake of Gardens.
Okay.
Which, well, yes, we have all said we favour CCTV, but we'll pick that up from the budget conversation, which I'll come on to in a second. Yeah. Okay.
Just for clarity, is that with the electric locking doors, the other bit of the quote, and also...
The quote was for carry out all the items listed on the job sheet, which is demolition, removal, clearance of site, and put the new downflow toilets in. One push button locking system. They can basically lock centrally as opposed to the door being wedged open, basically. So, and to add one contactless system on one of the toilets. So one of the cubicles, not the disabled one, one of the unisex cubicles will be contactless as well as cash. The other one will be just cash only. And the CCTV bit will come out of our budget discussion with Richard in the new year. Okay? Item number 7. So in the light of our decision we've just made, to resolve that we seek Secretary of State's approval to borrow £200,000 by way of a loan through a Public Works Loan Board facility to provide capital for the new toilet block and agreeing the term of that borrowing. So we were talking about, to cover, you know, any unseen eventualities, borrowing £200,000 over a 25-year term. I looked at longer terms, actually, but it's not much cheaper at all over longer terms. If you go over 30 years, it's only about £600 a year cheaper. So, you know, 25-year terms seem to be the most sensible term. The rates do change. They haven't changed recently, but the government have a habit of changing the rates on these public works loan boards. As soon as we get our application in, the better. But on the current chart that Jennifer kindly supplied to me from Sandown, which I've lost, put it somewhere. But yeah, if we do it, it would be £14,434. Per annum. Jenny?
Does the rate go up or down with inflation?
No, it's a fixed rate.
Fixed rate for 25 years.
You have to know the inflation before we actually get agreed. Once it's agreed, that is the fixed rate. And at the moment, that fixed, I don't know what the rate is. So that'd be the next question. What is the rate? Oh, yeah. It's a nice little glorified chart.
As long as it's set in stone.
When I first read it, it was cheap. But it quotes for 6 months, but you've got an added time to by two. So £200,000 for 25 years is a fixed rate of 5.33%.
But if we get something in that we didn't want to do a project and we can get bids in from somewhere else,
yeah,
maybe we can pay it off now and again over 25 years.
But you can pay it, you know, any loan you can pay off whenever you want to. So if we had windfall or something, yeah, we can pay it off when we want to. Yes, of course we can. But as soon as we get the application form in, sooner rather than later, that will be the amount we'll pay, and that'll be the rate we fixed. Paulie?
What's the life expectancy of the unit?
Life expectancy of the units?
We had this conversation the other week. I'm sure it's longer than 20
years. I don't know.
Nobody knows because none
of
them.
It's quite a new concept.
None of them have been there for more than 7 years.
I mean, they are. I mean, have you used one of these downflow units?
No.
They're pretty robust.
I
can't answer that question for you, yeah, but you know, they're built to last.
They'll be more than 25 years.
I would hope it would be 25 years, yeah. But, you know, a lot changed in 24 years. But, yeah, I would hope it would certainly outlast a 25-year loan unless we pay it off early.
Thank you.
In 25 years' time, that'll be £200,000 each.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, therefore, then, same again, I propose from the Chair that we now resolve to ask Richard to proceed with our application as soon as possible. Make sure that the rate doesn't go up before we do that. Yes, John?
I second it.
Seconded by John. I think we'll have another name vote on this one. I think it's important we do so for such a large. So all those in favour of proceeding with this application as soon as possible. Again, Councillor Brading, Councillor Whittaker, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Evans, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Abbott, Councillor Hicks, Councillor Marshall, Councillor Goodall, 100% in favour of proceeding with their own lower application. Okay. There are no planning applications I can see for Lake South at the moment. But obviously, as Mike did mention, the one on the cliff that has been, I know Tig and I both had open objection as county councillors as well. We've both had interviews with all sorts of people over this, haven't we? It's gone to national papers, and I don't know why it's hit such high headlines, but nevertheless it has. I guess someone locally does a little story and sells it to someone else, and they run with it.
Quiet day.
Yeah, it's a quiet day at the Daily Mail. I don't know it's Daily Mail, but it's quite...
The Sun.
It's quite a day at national papers, and they run a little story on a serious issue. That, you know, don't be wrong, this should not go ahead. I'm adamant, and it takes the same. We're adamant, it shouldn't go ahead. And Michelle from the bottom bit agrees with the same thing. I can't remember when it expires now. It's pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah. Comments had to be in by the 2nd of December, didn't they?
Right.
So it would be imminent.
We obviously get the weekly list of all decisions. If it does come through as a recommended for approval decision, there's a fair chance it will be called into the Planning Committee at County Hall by one of us. Because it's just wrong. To touch that cliff in such a fragile state is absolutely wrong. Perhaps I shouldn't say that, but I just don't know. And we as a council agree that we should talk against it. So Tig and I will, if it does get referendum approval, Tig and I will talk about getting a decision called into Planning Committee and going and speaking against it publicly. Okay. Review the dates of the meeting in February. Right. This is me. Normally we sign up our budget in January, as you know. February meeting on the 9th, I won't be here. So, not quite a matter, you can chair the meeting. But, the budget, what we're going to do with the budget, the thinking is, Mike's going to give us some thoughts on later on in the agenda. Richard and Jennifer are already working on a sort of draft budget with Mike in advance of next year. Early in January, the date we're going to agree a bit later on this evening, the invitation is for all of us to go to the Broadway Centre one Tuesday morning, just have an informal chat about the budget. So Richard and Jennifer will present to us some thoughts. We can talk about adding in things, which as Jenny's mentioned, taking things out, you know, putting a wish list together, talking about the CCTV that Pauline mentioned. You know, we can have that informal conversation in January, which will mean that we'll sign off the budget in February this year rather than January. So it's felt that as chair, I should be here to sign the budget off in February, rather than leave Aidan to chair that meeting in my absence. And I think that's what Richard agrees as well. So therefore, I'd like to propose that the February meeting is bumped back a week from the 9th to the 16th. Has anyone, Richard?
Just to add to that, Chair, it just helps us, obviously, really appreciate the stuff Mike's put together. Some of the comments tonight will feed into that, and where we're new to it, a couple of weeks extra would be really helpful, just to make sure that we get what you want reflected in the numbers.
But also, it also gives councillors that haven't been there to see the Broadway Centre, to see where our filing cabinet is now going to be kept. To meet Jennifer, who's going to, who does like work with Richard on the budget side of things. John?
Will this hall be available that day? Have you thought about...
We'll go to the Broadway Centre.
No, for the 16th.
Oh, sorry.
The meeting on the 16th.
One of my last jobs tomorrow is to let the Methodist Hall know our dates for next year, and I will tell them the 16th.
Thank you.
I've got no problem with Adrian chairing the meeting, but because it's the budget meeting, Adrian and the clerk think I should be here to sign off the budget. So I'm happy as long as it's moved for a week. I can't fly back just for one meeting.
So I think colleagues probably would volunteer to fly out.
Yeah, okay.
That's helpful.
I'm cruising, actually. It takes me longer.
But, yeah, so I'm proposing we change. Tim, how does that fit with you? Is your diary that far ahead?
It is. Can't do the 9th or the 16th.
Okay, that's all.
Sorry.
Okay. So change it's not messing you up then?
No.
Okay, all right. So are we happy to change that from the 9th to the 16th?
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to agree on Broadway Centre date? Is it appropriate now, or do we get to the budget a bit?
However, yeah.
I mean, the idea obviously is that we go to Broadway Centre and see what it's like up there. You know, meet the other people that will give Richard the support. We'll talk about in a second. And yeah, we just said chat about over a coffee, chat about the budget informally. Things we want to put in there, like the events working part. If you want a budget for that, you know, a grant pot. Do you want to increase our grants pot? And just chat, you know, do we want to do outdoor gym equipment? Do we want to do CCTV? So we're in a formal chat with the budget to build on what Mike started, Richard and Jennifer will take forward. So when we present the budget in February, it'll be, we've had that conversation privately about what we want to see in our budget. Yes, John?
Is this a privately, I presume this will be a private meeting?
Yes.
Purely just for...
It'll just be us and Richard and Jennifer...
Okay,
chuck through ideas.
The word is informal meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but just between us.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. San Antonio Council won't be there.
Okay.
It'll be Mrs. Blake.
It's an informal meeting of Lake Parish Councillors. It is not a meeting of Lake Parish Council.
Yeah, Richard, sorry.
If you can understand me.
No, I can't understand that. All I'm asking is it just...
Yes, John, it'll be an informal chat between us over a cup of coffee, and Richard and Jennifer saying, we're going to the room, who wants to put something else? Richard and Jennifer explain what they put in the budget. We might say we want to increase the grant pot. We want to put CCTV into Lake. New road. We want to do gym equipment. Whatever we want to do, we might want a proper events budget for next year. You know,
indeed.
Just to chat through ideas. And obviously... The loan will go in the budget as well, and then we'll talk about are the predictions I've made on new road income and savings, is that realistic?
Yeah.
Will that offset the loan cost? You know, I've given my figure, I know Richard's helped me do those figures. Are we happy that what I've quoted as loan figures, or are we going to predict more income? Because we've never had income before with the council, remember? This next year we'll have an income with the council, for the first time ever. So...
You know, well, we have income from Ripple's advertising.
Large income. Sorry, Kate. Sorry?
It's getting bigger.
Will that affect our VAT? That we've got income? Don't think so.
We're looking at that.
Okay.
So we're not registered for VAT. If your income goes up because you are selling things, you may have to register for VAT.
But we managed to get that reclaimed.
Oh, yes.
So the suggestion is a Tuesday morning in January, 9 o'clock at the Broadway Centre.
So what's wrong with the 9th?
Nothing's wrong. No, January.
Mm-hmm.
The 9th of February has changed to the 16th. That's our council meeting. Mm-hmm. We're talking about an informal chat about a budget, doing it in January, one Tuesday morning. Is there any Tuesdays you can't do in January?
I'll circulate that if that's helpful, Chair.
Yeah?
If people give me a steer, then I'll certainly do it by then.
You can't do the 10th?
Or the 11th.
What 17th would be a suggestion. Is that too late?
No, that's okay. That'd be okay. 17th.
Suggestion might be the 17th of February.
January.
Go, someone's listening.
I've got business workshops. I'll tell you what, you ever think about what you might like in the
in the budget.
Yeah.
And let us know.
And we can do the 10th if you like. You can't do the 10th either, you see.
I can't do 10th, 11th, 17th or 18th. I can do the 9th. I can do a Monday.
Yeah. So, I know Richard prefers a Tuesday, the sort of the, like the admin meeting sort of morning. As a general, Richard will check the diary tomorrow at Sandown, as a general feeling, perhaps the 17th might be a good idea at 9 o'clock. 8.30 if you like, 8 o'clock, so if you like.
You're going to have to pick me up anyway. Cause
I should have seen that, 9 o'clock, 17.
Yeah, we'll let Richard confirm that when he's checked the diary. But, and as I said, it will, just confirmed on that, it will be an informal meeting where we can bring our ideas, to, from what Mike's going to give us this evening, we can bring our ideas to the table, an informal chat, and from that, in February the 16th, we'll get the formal budget presented that we've all fed into. Okay? Right. Events committee. Another very successful carol service, John. Thank you.
It was good fun.
It was very good. Very well attended. It's good to see everyone there. It was really, really good.
And I think the reaction between the fire service at the time was good.
Do you want to explain for the tape, John?
It's in Ripples.
Okay. So, we'll say that was Ripples.
Well, for the tape, we were singing the fire engine stopped at the traffic lights, and the guys inside started to sing towards us, and we clapped them and to show our appreciation for the fire service.
It was a good time, wasn't it? Very good. It was a nice morning. Thank you for the refreshments, John and Kay. That's appreciated. Or, you know, we had a nice refreshments. The band were good. It was a good event.
Okay, there's one thing on in general. People have asked me why the crosses and wreaths were taken down so early.
Yeah.
I've purely said that we left it a month, the end of the month, and took it down. There doesn't seem to be a set time officially. Mm-hmm. Is everybody agreed or happy that we leave it a month? Because some of our parishioners aren't.
Well, sadly, because of the weather, the wreaths were all wet, soggy this year, weren't they? Blown about, they had all that horrible weather soon after Remembrance.
But aren't we all in agreement that each year they can come down at the end of the month?
Dick?
I would agree that a month is an appropriate period. After that time, they do look a bit worn and torn, and I think the image that that creates is somewhat negative, so I think to have a set period, a month is an appropriate one.
Okay, fine, thank you.
Jenny?
A few people have said to me, because the crosses have people's names on, they wanted to see them another month. That's all I was saying. Not the greaves, they wanted to see the crosses because they had their names on them. Mm-hmm. They wondered why they were taken away early.
To preserve them for next year, getting battered by the weather to preserve them for next year. Because I know the amount of work that John and Naomi have all my cutting skills, and John with all of his DIY skills, and the amount of effort it took to put those 81 poppies together, I'd hate for them to get ruined or vandalised or, you know, nicked, because it was really, really good, I remember. And
I don't want to go on about it, but are we all happy that that's the way we should go with it?
Has anybody got objections to what we did this year, putting them out the 1st and taking them back on the 30th?
Okay,
that's fine, John, yes. Yeah. Any else events-wise, John?
The removal of the Christmas tree lights.
Yeah.
Do we do it on the 12th day of Christmas, which I put in my diary, but I think it's about the 5th or 6th of January. Can Adrian and I take them down on the 12th day of Christmas?
Do Island Roads come and disconnect?
Yes, Island Roads have got to be told to come and disconnect.
Okay.
Richard has got the contact.
Can we try and arrange it for the 12th day of Christmas? Or
the 5th.
Yeah, a day around that.
Okay.
The 12th night's the 5th, yeah.
That's Scott Berber, thanks, mate.
Yeah, okay. If we can arrange that for that day, and let us know, yeah, we'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like people to try and think about what we can do with the coronation, and any thoughts, if you could put them to me, and we can expand on it. We have some time, but again, I would personally like to make it a personal thing for Lake, rather than just go with the flow.
Chris has already got some ideas for the school. We talked to the head teacher about some ideas on Tuesday, and the school wants us to help them do something as well. So, but you're right, we need to know what Lake wants to do as a personal service. Yeah.
And that's it for me. Thank you. It's been a good year.
Any questions for John? Thank you, John. This year has been brilliant. The events we've put on this year have been really, really good. So thank you for all your hard work.
Sure.
Thank you, John.
Ripples. Kay, isn't it you want to say about ripples?
Well, having already said about advertising, I've lost three. Due to the financial climate, I think. Hopefully they'll come back, but at the moment they held that. That's one full page and two quarter pages. However, having said that, I have now gained two more half pages.
Well done.
So we're only down a quarter advert, so that's not too bad. I've got a couple of new people who've done articles in this one. One of them, Mike, had an email from Natural Enterprise about the Olsen bashing. And I contacted them and asked if it was okay to put it in Ripples, and she was more than happy and asked me to advertise the website. And I think she might come back with some more articles in the future.
Okay.
So somebody's given me an article on some Lake artists who started back in 1883 and did sand painting. Actually, the painting's brilliant, all done with sand.
Okay.
So it's... I'm getting a couple more people coming up now with new articles, so it's spreading a bit.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will continue. Apart from that,
thank you for everything you've done for Ripples this year, because we've got the message out to people, that turned up to Remembrance, turned up to Carol Service. Consultation wasn't a success, we talked about earlier, but, you know, the message, we are, you know, again, as I say, Lake's envied by Sandown and Shankland, the way we talk to our residents, and I think we shouldn't be, just like Jackie's report, we are actually, you know, making headway with a lot of our communication, which is really strong.
Can I put that in the report?
Thank you. And I know school appreciate also the school article gets them, get messages out to parents as well, so it's...
Yeah, they've done two this, and I managed to hold back so that they could do the mountain one as well, so that's gone in.
Thank you. Thanks, Kay. Finances, payments as per report.
Yes, I circulated it. That one there somewhere. Anyway.
Thank you. Okay. Do you have any questions for Mike on the payments for November/December? Do you want a minute to read it? Have you all read it? Or do you want a couple of minutes? Adrian.
Propose we approve them.
Okay, has everyone had time to read them? Okay. Oh, if no one's comments, I'll sign them off. Thank you, Mike. Okay. Finances, and there's a report on the budget forecast. As I just explained earlier, you know, how we're going to take the budget process forward. So we all agree what we're going to do. Mike, just want to talk us through some of your thoughts behind some of these numbers. And Sue, thank you for taking the trouble to go through them in more detail. I know Mike's added some into the second version, so Sue, thank you.
Yes, in a sense, this is the easy bit, because the first three columns are actuals. The only prediction is the last column, and basically it's adding 3 months to the current. So I've attempted to do that. The big item to come is the final bill for Lake Cliff Gardens, which we haven't seen yet, but we expect to be just under 100k, I think. Toilet cleaning and repair is an unknown quantity, of course, because of the repair element. The cleaning is a fixed price each month. The only thing I kind of noticed was the grants this year have gone up substantially. Fine, that was your decision, but if you compare it with the budget, of course, we're rather a long way out, and that's something you'll need to consider as you've already said, Chairman, for the coming year.
Can I just ask, I mean, we did grant a £1,500, we spit out, you know, what was the rest of it? if we put the...
No, I haven't got my spreadsheet.
Oh, 7,050 confused me a bit. Yeah, we were careful not to go over our 1,500 when we did our grant. Is the resilience is the resilience money in there, or is the Bay Place Plan money in there, or?
I think the Bay Place Plan money is in there. Yes, it had to go somewhere.
So obviously that wasn't a grant, that was an operational decision you made to... I just wonder what the £5,550 was.
Apologies for the spreadsheet, but I've sent it today to Richardson.
With the spreadsheet, I have on
the spreadsheet, yeah.
The difference of that you'll have on the... We'll pick that up in January. Yes, John?
Could that be told to us at the Tuesday meeting?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Maybe something that's got put in a grant part that wasn't a grant. Because grants to me have only been given to local organisations and but a grant, as opposed to, you know, an operational cost like the community resilience money we gave or the Bay Place Plan money we gave. It's got to fit somewhere, I agree. It's got to be in the budget somewhere, isn't it? Yes, John, we'll get that answered. Rich has got the spreadsheet. We'll cover that up in January. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Have you finished your presentation here, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
And the clerk, under the admin, what's the 1,027 for admin?
What goes under admin are any expenses of mine, which I think there's only been a small amount, the annual cost of the payroll admin.
Yeah, that's a separate figure.
Yes, 2,500.
That's separate, isn't it? Yeah.
So, but we've also got clerk's office, and I wondered what the difference between clerk's office and admin was.
Clerk's office is for me using my facilities at home for the purpose of the parish council.
I see the difference now. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. And that comes in two tranches, the first 6 months and the second 6 months. Obviously, I'm not here for the whole of the second 6 months, so it's been a reduced amount.
Bear in mind, we're going to take budget, but are there any more questions at this stage for this to be the start of the conversation we're going to have in January? Do we have any more questions for Mike? Thank you, Mike. Okay. Report from the clerk. Your last report, Mike.
Yes. Because of my terrible habit of sending round emails, you get most of the correspondence that way. There's a couple of things that come in. There's a not-for-profit company called Nature Zones who are natural history educators based on the Isle of Wight at Whippingham. And they are asking if we would like to give them £3,000. I'm sure that we can't do that this year, but it may be one you want to consider next year.
Or not.
And we have a membership of the Isle of Wight Sports Foundation. It goes back even before my time. I don't know whether it's before Sue's time. But we've been giving them £5 a year, and I've had a letter saying they're going to increase that to 10, which sounds terrible, doesn't it? But given that they haven't put it up for at least 13 years, perhaps it's not so terrible.
John,
what benefit do we
get? That's going to start my question. What do we get for our tenor?
Basically, we're supporting them promoting sports on the Isle of Wight.
Okay. Richard?
Okay. Obviously, I've seen this. I mean, I've been involved with the group for shed loads of years. What they also do is support grant applications from, like, Lake and Sandown Football Club. They are people that support applications that go through lottery. So if Lake and Sandown Football Club want a grant, and these guys give them support, they're more likely to get that funding. And there's some other bits and pieces they do, but
they are doing at the moment. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I propose that we quite happily give them £10 a year.
100% increase.
It's been a long time.
I think that should be a name vote.
Is that how, so John's proposed a name vote?
No.
Thank you, Mike.
That's all.
Okay. Tig.
Yeah.
How about councillors' report?
Oh, right. Okay. Hat off again then. Okay. I've had quite a fair bit of conversations that were already mentioned about Cliff Path applications, so I won't go into that. There's one issue which has been a bit of a nightmare for the last couple of months, actually, is I don't know if any of you are familiar particularly with a little road called Fairmead Close, which is just off the Meadway. It's quite a short close and with a block of flats at the end. And in recent months, somebody's been parking on the corner of Fairmead Close, next to where where it joins Meadway. There's no yellow lines there. You're not actually supposed to park within 10 metres of a junction, but there's no yellow lines and somebody's parking there at night. And the waste truck every Wednesday morning comes around to pick up the bins, and it can't get around the corner. So it turns away and said, no access to Fairmead Close, and off they go. And then the residents don't get their bins emptied, so they phone up saying, we haven't had our bins emptied this week. And it's been going on and on and on. And I've been trying to get a couple of yellow lines extended up that road, but I can't believe it's as difficult to get yellow lines painted. It cost about £20 to paint these lines, and they should be there because you're not supposed to park by a junction, but it has to go to the highway safety scheme to be registered, then it needs to go out to consultation to. And it's just.
You see, I wrote the traffic road order to paint them.
Yeah,
published really in the London Gazette.
Well, as things stand at the moment, I haven't managed to get the yellow lines painted, but I'm working on it, and hopefully we can resolve that issue. But it's almost every week at the moment. So
has the owner been spoken to? You know, has the owner?
Haven't tracked down who the owner is. But hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it soon. The only other thing I was going to mention, which is council business, and I do feel the need to mention it because it makes me so angry. As I'm on the Children's Services Scrutiny Committee, and part of that role is we scrutinise the policies, scrutinise the way that children are being looked after within the local community. And education comes under that umbrella. So we used to have Paul, and Paul was the cabinet member responsible for education on the RY. He'd come and speak to the committee. But now we have an administration which isn't able to make decisions, which is exactly the same as they were 5 or 6 years ago. So just before the last group lost control of the council, Paul was in the process of closing Chillerton School, Chillerton Primary School, which had about 15 pupils.
Yeah.
And no teachers, and it was desperately struggling. It needed to be closed. Everyone was on board with closing it. But there was a council election, and members of the opposition, who then became the administration, said, we're against closing local schools. Because it's a vote winner saying, yeah, we support local schools. Doesn't matter if it's the right thing or the wrong thing for those children. In the end, that school ended up with 9 pupils, and it is, and they still wouldn't make the decision on closing it. And then they left it and left it and left it, and now they've left those poor kids high and dry. And it makes me so angry. It is going to close now, but not by the fact that they were prepared to make the decision which they should have made a long time ago. And it just had to say something because it made me so angry.
It may not even close. Those children could turn up there on the 1st of January, they expect 2nd of January, and expect to be taught.
Yeah,
and you can't force kids to go. The school is not technically closed because they won't close it.
Yeah.
Every school's got a number. In the closed school, you've got to close their number. And unless that number is closed, the school is still a valid school and pupils can still turn up there. And there's some parents, and there's 3 parents I know of, that have said, we are going to still send our children to Tillerson and Rookley. They're not going to get a minibus to God's Hill. We expect them to be taught there. So even a school with 3 children, possibly in January, the decision will not be made to close the schools is unpopular. It's scandalous.
It is.
Thank you, T.
Thanks.
Is there any questions for T first?
No, I just wondered what that had to do with the parish council.
It's taking
and it has a personal thing.
What it's got to do with Sandy is Broadley School is under severe pressure because there's too many primary schools on the island. And that's an example of, you know, small primary schools. Those children, if they went to another school, would make the other schools full capacity. The schools are paid on pupil numbers. And if you spoke to Sharon at school, she's concerned that Broadley's not up to full capacity this year. The budget's okay, but, you know, it's just an example of pressures that schools are going to be under financially, including Broadley, which obviously is, you know, something we really care about.
I think there's about 39 primary schools on the Isle of Wight. There's over 300 empty places. So if you have too many schools, the budget's spread too thinly, and the resources are spread too thinly to teach the pupils appropriately. So ultimately you have to close some of those smaller schools to make the other ones viable. And that's what's not happening on the Isle of Wight at the moment. And it is scandalous.
I've got just 3 things to mention. Talking about Broadley School actually, the new High Sheriff for the Isle of Wight from April, Dawn Hay Thomas, I know Richard knows the Lord Lieutenant when opened the library at Broadley School that we contributed towards, so we all went to the opening of the library. The Lord Lieutenant has spoken to the High Sheriff, who's very keen to run a literary project on the island. And because Susie Sheldon was very impressed with Broadley, she suggested that the new High Sheriff comes to Broadley and sees its library and puts Broadley front and centre of its literacy project that she wants to run in her year as High Sheriff. So it's really good for the school. I know Sharon and Richard are really pleased about it. And I've set up a meeting for the 5th of January when she's going to come to school and, you know, tell the school what she's got in mind for the literacy project. And Broadley will get some kudos to be in front and centre of that project. Sandown Lake Football Club. Yeah, they've had 2 visits now from the Football Association. The grass has all been, the old Sandown site, the grass has been checked. A lot of work he's doing on the grass. The grass report will be the foundation for a large Football Association grant request that will go in early in the new year. But because of the conduct of the FA that we have through Hampshire, it'll be like, yeah, the money's yours, we're just going to get the application form to rubber stamp it. So the future of the football club looks really bright going forward. And finally, James Avenue. Are you familiar with James Avenue? A resident of James Avenue, outside of his property, has put a very low sort of wooden structure and planted some plants on the grass verge between his house and the road. He's done it because he's fed up with people parking in front of his driveway and blocking his car in. And people across, you know, it's a very narrow road. If people park both sides, it's hard to get in and out of driveways. I had an anonymous letter sent to me as did the Chief Executive of Isle of Wight Council and the boss of Island Roads, saying it was unaddressed, unsigned, by someone saying this man has set up an illegal structure outside of his house. He's an ex-policeman. He wouldn't do things against the law. Isle of Roads went to visit it, and the district steward said, nothing to do with us. Nothing to do with us at all. If anyone ever does raid it with any of you, the land is owned by nobody. There's this grass verge that no one actually owns. So there's nothing wrong with this gentleman. He could move his wall if he wanted to out to the raid. He's not going to. Yes, after 12 years, he can claim it's his, but he's 81 now. So he said to me, at 93, am I going to want to claim this piece? It's only a strip of land is, I don't know, but as wide as this table, and about that deep. It's not a very big piece of land.
Huh? Who cuts it?
He was cutting it anyway, his bit, because it was in front of his front wall. He maintained it. No one cuts it. But all the residents cut the bit in front of their own property. But yeah, some resident did put an anonymous letter, handwritten letter, wrote out three times anonymously. Of course, the gentleman concerned who owns the property, I want to know who did it. He's got all suspicions about who's done it, because he was sent a copy as well saying, you know, you've done this illegally. So, but little things like that take so much time to sort out, as do leaks in properties. But a property in Kestrel Close, been empty for 6 years, no one lives there, it's derelict. But they pay the council tax every year, so the council can't do anything because it's a council tax paid property. There's vermin in the garden, or they've been sort of not there anymore. But the other day, a neighbour phoned that at the back of the there was an overflow pipe at the back of the property. I'd even seen it as well. And they said there's water coming out the overflow pipe. I thought it was just a drip. I went up there, it was like a tap, just flying out. So I phoned the police didn't want to know. Southern Water, after an hour, answered me and said, you know, I'll put you through to our tech department. After an hour later on the phone, for 2 hours on his phone call, they said, no, so it's our billing department. I said, they just put me through to you. I just wanted the water turned off. So I know a man with a spanner who went and turned it off in the street. Because, you know, frustration of trying to sort things out, simple things, is just a nightmare. But that's all from me. Okay, councillors' reports. Naomi. John, anything else you'd like to add, John?
Yeah, Broadleaf School. I am going to assist some of the young kids with Asperger's and learning difficulties to give them some of my advice and help. I shall be doing this over a period of time in conjunction with the school. If there is, and I can't think of anything, but if there is anything that the council, I believe, could help with, can I approach the council?
Of course you can. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Jenny?
No.
Michelle?
No.
Tig, anything else you'd like to add to?
No, thank you.
Pauline?
No.
Sue? Yes, before the movie. Yes, sir.
Right, first of all, feed dodging users cause headache. This is the Danfoe. Evidently, you can leave the doors open and then, you know, they dodge the cost of them. I think it's going to happen anyway, isn't it? But hopefully,
I think that's the early version without the self-locking that we've just...
Well, what we've got is a state-of-the-art brand new ones where someone can push a button centrally and lock them. I think, you know, the old ones, you could actually put the bolt on so it never actually shut itself.
I think this was Yarmouth.
They've been there about 3 years.
Yeah.
Also, sad loss of Lou's. This was a Mr. and Mrs. Mercer in Sandown. When I spoke to you about this, you said that they were going to be wired up, the toilets in Lake Cliff Gardens. Has that happened now? Can we go back and say they're all up and running and, you know...
No. I was going to ask that in a minute, actually. They're not yet open. Do you know any more than that, Mike?
I spoke to John at the beginning of the week, and as before, he said, oh yes, it's going to happen this week, but I've heard that three times now. He's got the number from SSE at long last, but his contractors need to do something with it and test it. And that's what we're waiting for now.
For everyone else, they're ready to go. We're all set up, ready to go, but Southern Electric have to give a special registration number for the electrical supply. And that's where the delay's been, believe it or not. So Southern Electric, you know, once they've given that, Downflow can do the final bit of the switch on, basically. But SSC have been, well, slow to say the least. John?
Can I ask that while it's fresh in our minds that somebody writes down any little problems like this we have, so that should something like this come up for new road toilets, we are aware and know how to do something about it?
Yeah, I think new road would be different. Because they were moving into, like if Garnsey's in a new site up there, isn't it? They've moved from where they were under the tree to now the visible site on the green. The Lake Cliff Gardens would be exactly the same site. So
the
it
old
shouldn't be the
Lake
same problem.
Cliff Gardens toilets did not have a registered electricity supply. That is probably the cause of the problem. I never had a bill for Lake Cliff Gardens for electricity. And when I took over as clerk, I did try, but they just weren't interested.
Moving on.
What I ask is that we learn from what's happening. And
Absolutely.
Okay. Adrian? Probably about 4 years ago, we drew up some designs for the subway down at Heath Gardens.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Nothing's ever sort of come of those.
The railway.
Many sheds were going to do it. Yeah. They had to stop because of the pandemic, and then Southwest Trains got a bit arsy about it and didn't want to let them in. I must confess I haven't asked recently.
Can our new clerk make some inquiries to whether so that could go ahead or what's happening down there?
Well, it's helpful, Chairman. I've recently spoke to Bobby Locke, who's the committee around partnership. So there's probably
you're lucky.
I know. She'd welcome a chat somewhere as well. So okay. There's a potential chat as well.
Thanks, David. Yep.
We attended the Broadley Lansons. You took one of mine, which was very, very good in the school. Councillor Marshall went as well. I live in your bit for you. I've been contacted by the bit of land where the sort of gypsy encampment is up by the golf club. Apparently they're ripping out trees now. They've put a fence in with concrete hard standing.
They have, yeah.
I did report it to the Isle of Wight Council through enforcement. I was just wondering, Councillor Earl's got an update on what's going on down there?
I've not heard about it.
Yeah, they've cleared a lot of the land out, got rid of all the old rubbishy caravans down there. Actually, it does look a bit smarter, to be honest, than it did beforehand. Yeah. What the long-term plan is, I've got no idea.
Well, apparently they're doing it with no permission, no nothing.
Well, they own the land, don't they? They're going to put a permanent structure down there. That's right, Tegan, isn't it? But they own the land, don't they?
Yeah. So they probably don't. They probably can do what they like.
I will keep an eye on it when I play the 11th hole.
And the other one, you probably noticed during the Carol concert, the Lady Cliff Gardens is known. Thelscreen's looking quite tidy. Lee Jeffries hasn't put a bill in yet for the couple of tidies he's doing. He always done. But he'll do that in the new year.
And when we do the budget chat, we'll put in the regular maintenance of Thales Green into our budget conversation. It'll be something to do with anyway.
I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah, so Lantern Festival, the school invited us to their Lantern Festival because he gave a bit of money towards parts of it. It was really good, wasn't it, John? It was. The three of us went. Richard was there. Photographs have been taken. It's going to be spread, hopefully, in the Observer tomorrow. And the school, the whole school was decorated in lanterns and colourful lights. It was really quite impressive, actually.
Fires making popcorn.
They were cooking popcorn, all sorts of stuff. It was a really good event. You've probably seen the Warm Space. This is Warm Space, is the right term, has been launched here now. We Richard managed to find some money for them. and there may even be some more money we can find. So the warm space has now been set up here, and the church are very grateful for that, and some more work we can do working with that. The resilience, you know, we've supported Julian Wadsworth Resilience Forum. He asked me to do an interview because they're interviewing local people. So I sat down in the library with a camera in my face doing an interview. Young people are really good. What he's working with, they're a sound engineer, a cameraman, and an interviewer. And I believe they did Paddy Lightfoot, the Chimera Sandman, was done this week, I believe. So, but just to see the work that he's doing with these young people, I went upstairs and chatted to them afterwards. It's such a wonderful job he's doing. I'll get him to come and present to us in the new year. We might even do it as the three councils together, because Shanklin are now on board, finally, with supporting his work as well. And finally, we have got tomorrow the next Bay Council meeting between the three councils. And top of the list tomorrow, we're talking about the Bay Place Plan and how we're going to appoint a consultant and the criteria we want for the Bay Place Plan moving forward. So we'll be able to update on that at the general meeting. That's 1 o'clock at the Borby Centre tomorrow. Okay, that's all from me. No questions? Okay. I'm going to move item 18 up to now, because I'm aware we need to. Item 16 is about excluding the public and press. I'd just like to move item 18, which is the Richard assigning new contracts in employment, or contract as a clerk with us, which Mike has got. So we'll do that at this point in the process. So item 18, we're going to move up now to where it needs to be. Just sign below it.
Yeah. Do you want this photographed?
But if you want to photograph John to put on the Ripples or the website, you can more than welcome do so. Richard's, you'll get Richard's photo then.
Anonymous, thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's water bottle.
It was half empty, so
okay. So, Richard, welcome as our clerk. Maybe officially signed the contract. Okay. Public questions. We now invite any questions from members of the public regarding what you've heard or what you want or etc. etc. Do you have any questions from the floor? Yes, sir.
I think you'll find men in Shed are still happy to do the underpass as long as somebody actually asks them.
Yep.
Thank you.
As Mike said, they were all set to start, and then we got locked down.
You agree the design.
All sorts of things went along with that. Yeah. I think they'd still be happy to do it.
Thank you. Okay, that it? Okay. Right, item 16. Consider passing a resolution under section 100A4 of Local Government Act 1972, public and press be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that it is likely to be a disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraphs 1 and 2 of part 1 of schedule 12A of the Act, and in all circumstances of the case, the public interest will maintain the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. So, are you happy to pass the motion to exclude public and press?
Okay.
We'll turn the tape off. We'll give Mike time to say goodbyes. I think Mike's going to leave at this stage as well. So we'll give Mike time to say his goodbyes.
It's a short line agenda now. There's K classifiers.
Yes.
But, that's fine.
If I make exceptions for one, I make exceptions for everyone. And that's the
point.
John?
Yeah, okay.
Well, one of us will run you home. Major will run you home. Major will run you home. Go to the house, doesn't he? John and Kay come back out again. We'll get John home. Yeah. John.
Thank you.
Anyone?
I will have another one, please.
It tastes lovely, John, it doesn't matter.
Meeting closed at 8:30.